And good morning. I'm Jeff, and you're listening to The People Speak. I'm going to be talking today with Michelle Cato from the Randolph County Care Center. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Kind of a rainy morning out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know when you got here the first time, it was not raining, which was a good time to get out of your car, and then you come back, and now it's pouring down rain.
Yeah.
It's like, of course, I guess, you know, with everything, we can't complain about it too much. But just briefly before we take our first break, a lot of stuff going on at the care center.
Yes, we're moving forward with the project. We've had a train out there with our checking and drilling for geothermal for the wells. They were in yesterday, and they were looking at all our room units to see how they were going to do all that. So everything's moving forward.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's get a break out of the way here. We'll take that, and we will come back and talk with Michelle from the Randolph County Care Center. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Again, we're talking with Michelle from the Randolph County Care Center, and we mentioned some work going on there, some upgrades and things going on. A geothermal one that we had mentioned briefly, and that's not cheaper in the initial aspect of it, but over the long run, cheaper for heating and cooling.
Yes, and they have, they came in and they drilled down, they got down to about 150 feet, and hit the mine area, cavern, I guess, so to speak, but eventually they got it filled up and they got down to their full 400 foot depth, and that kind of to conduct thermal testing activities is what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, they came in this week and they were testing, looking at our inner or our rooms for our units.
So yeah, you know, we talked a little bit off air too about the mine shafts around the area. It's like you really don't think about it, but when they go to do something like that and run across them, I think there's a lot more than what we realize that are running underneath the ground that we walk on.
Right, exactly.
So that, but obviously it was a temporary setback, and they got through that and now moved on and getting everything set for that, so you can stay hot or stay cool.
Yes,
you know, stay warm and stay cool.
It's going to be state of the art system.
So that's one thing. A lot of this that came about as of the referendum that passed,
yes,
in the election, allowing the care center to get funding that they wouldn't have been able to have gotten in before to help do these upgrades, because a lot of these are not what we call cheap upgrades.
Correct.
So what other projects? I mean, obviously the heating, cooling, what else is being worked on at the present?
There was a grant for a new driveway to be put in, and then new parking in the back of the facility.
Okay.
That grant's been approved, so they're going to be working on that too.
Okay, so several different things going on here, and I know the overall project, the scope of that is going to include, I know what, upgrades to the rooms, upgrades to the building itself, the structure.
Upgrades to the rooms, and then, of course, our heating and cooling and our plumbing and electric and everything, all that's going to be upgraded. The plan is the front half of the building, the east and west, that runs parallel to the street, is going to be long-term care. And then we have a south wing that runs off the back, and they're going to do something with that or another business.
Okay. And that will be down the road just a little bit, probably. Yeah.
We have to move our residents to the back hall.
So they're going to have to be in there initially to...
Temporarily, yes, in order to get the front half of the building renovated. And then once the front half is completed, then we'll move back. Mm-hmm. And then they'll start on the south wing.
And when they come back, they won't recognize their room, probably.
No, probably not. No. Uh-uh.
So the current system, which has been in place for, probably 60, 70 years?
Oh, yeah. The building was built, I think it was completed in, 1952.
Okay.
I mean, there has been upgrades, of course, obviously,
right,
but this is a major upgrade.
I know the current heating and cooling system... has to do with the heating and a boiler system.
Yeah, we still have the boiler system down there. That's no longer, when everything's said and done, our boiler system will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to think it'll be done in time for winter?
I don't know.
It would be nice, probably.
It would be very nice. No, we will always continue to have heat and air.
Right. I mean, you will have it, just you know, whether they'll have the new system up and running yet or not. But other things going on right now?
I kind of wanted to talk about what we had going on in activities. The hotter weather is here, obviously. Mm. So our residents, we've had water gun fights. They've had a ball with that. June 28th is actually National Water Park Day. And we have a slip and slide out front for our residents.
Uh-huh.
That's always a lot of fun to come watch, participate in. We'll take any kind of any volunteers, anybody mm-hmm. who wants to come out and help assist and everything. But that's always a lot of fun. And then they always get popsicles and cold drinks, weather permitting, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We would just have to do that. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. And that's planned on the 28th of this month.
I had some people once that were playing with one of those, and they asked me that one. I said, no, I slip and slide enough already. So,
yep. I think the staff has just as much fun as the residents do for that one. That's always a big hit. They also, our activities department, they bake cookies and sell them for $5 a dozen.
Oh, wow.
And they bake cookies on Mondays. They like to have an order in prior to a week before, so we can get everything ordered and get them cooked out and everything. Mm-hmm. But that benefits our activity department. That's funds for our activity department. That's how we can put on all these fun activities for our residents. And all that stuff is, they put that on their Facebook page at the Randolph County Care Center activities page. So you can see any kind of special activities we have going on. Tons of pictures are posted afterwards. So that's always a fun page to go look at, too. So I didn't, and of course we are, believe it or not, getting ready for our fall bazaar.
It'll be here before we know it.
It will be here before we know it. Yes, it will be.
As I said, I don't like to complain about the heat, but yet again, I think, you know, it's pretty warm, but, you know, before too much longer, it'll be too cold. So
yeah, it will be. I think we'll have it in. So we tried to have it outside last year. It was a little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably move it back inside this year. I'm not 100% sure about that one, though.
I remember hearing about, I worked at the County Journal newspaper, started in 2001 there, and I was hearing about then. So that's been going on for quite a while, hasn't it?
Quite some time. Yeah, I couldn't tell you how long, but it used to be many years ago, the residents were able to make the crafts, and that's mm-hmm. what they would sell when they were, you know, we had quilters it's kind of, we've talked about, you know, had a little conversation how things have changed through the years.
Mm-hmm.
But we still make our crafts, and Jennifer Armstrong, she's our activity director, and she does an amazing job with that. She's a crafty person, and she gets the residents really involved. And actually, they're involved with the cookie making process, too.
Mm.
They mix the batter and the dough and all that stuff, and then activities.
Probably some of them you could get some recipes from that would really sell, because, I mean, some of the, especially the older ladies and stuff,
mm-hmm.
have done a lot of cooking through the years.
Yes, they have.
And baking.
Baking. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, we got another break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick, and we'll come back and talk some more with Michelle here on The People Speak. We will be back right after this. And welcome back. A little bit of time here talking again with Michelle, administrator at the Randolph County Care Center. Work going on over there to try to upgrade everything, get things going on with that. Some other things you mentioned, some activities going on as well, and something else you wanted to mention here too.
I do want to congratulate Cindy Westerman. Yesterday was her last day of working at Randolph County after 41 and a half years.
Wow, that's a long time.
That is a huge accomplishment. Want to thank her and family members, staff members, residents. Everybody has appreciated the hard work she's put in that facility.
Right.
So we do have the longevity there. I said 41 and a half years.
You got to be dedicated to,
put
that many years
and
in.
And she's very dedicated. So I do want to thank her. And congratulate her.
Exactly. And our congratulations as well, because that's an accomplishment, you know.
Yes, it is.
I can imagine, too, it'll be hard to judge. Now what do I do? I don't have to, you know.
Right, yep.
So we're going to try and talk, you know, once a month and kind of keep people updated on what's going on over there. And obviously we'll keep updated on the progress of the renovations and,
We're making a lot of changes in house too. We're having different menus. Our dietary staff is working differently. As far as meals, we offer two different types of meals for lunch and supper. And that's working out well. Staff members, they go out and residents get to order basically off of a menu.
Where it's not like here's your chicken, mashed potatoes, and corn. You know, that's what you get. Right. There's nothing else.
Yep. There's two choices for supper and lunch. They seem to really enjoy that too. Mm-hmm. So that's, we're working on that and trying to get all the little bugs of that worked out.
Right. Of course, like I said, that's years. It's been a number of years since they started referring to us as residents, and I mean they are. That's mm-hmm. where they live. That's mm-hmm. you know their residence. So mm-hmm. It's nice to be able to kind of give them where they kind of feel like they're making a choice in some things too. And
yes.
You've been there how long?
I've been there 3 years as the administrator, and I worked there as a nurse two or three years before I took that position. Okay. When Kenny retired, yeah.
So you've been around and seen a lot.
I've been in long-term care for about 32 years. Mm. So, yeah, there's been a lot of changes, mm-hmm. lots of changes.
Okay. All right. Well, Michelle, thanks for coming in today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month. And like I said, keep us up on what's going on with the renovation. So and one of these days we'll be able to say, well, it's going to be an open house or something, maybe.
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely.
All right. That'll wrap things up then. For the People Speak, I am Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.